The Great Barrier Reef is on the verge of being downgraded to a World Heritage in danger. I spoke to a group fighting to make sure that doesn't happen. UNESCO has deemed conditions not so great at the Barrier Reef. The global organisation originally planned to make the downgrade in June but has decided to postpone until next year, pending on government decisions about proposed coal ports. Despite such a significant wake-up call from the world's peak heritage body, the state and federal governments continue to sit on decisions about new coal ports. One group that is determined to stop the coal ports is the Australian Youth Climate Coalition. Phoebe Howe is the group's national campaigner.
Tomorrow we're having a national day of action in major cities all along the east coast. And we're doing this because right now the Great Barrier Reef is under threat from proposals from about six new coal ports or coal port expansions. Now, these expansions would mean game over for our climate because they'd unlock a huge amount of coal to double Australia's coal exports, and they'd also really endanger our beautiful reef. So we're getting out there tomorrow to tell Minister Tony Burke that we want him to stand up and show that he's going to protect our reef and protect our climate for our future.
She says the coal ports would have a huge impact on the reef.
A report that came out of the World Heritage Committee has been talking about the danger of coal ports. So in that report that the World Heritage Committee released, there is actually a couple of points where they directly refer to new developments along the reef, including port proposals, and they're very concerned about brand new coal port proposals. Now, we know that Minister Burke could be having a look very soon at some new proposals, and a couple of these are brand new ports that are supposed to be being built around the Fitzroy Delta, which is on the coast of the Great Barrier Reef area. And that's the development that the World Heritage Committee are really concerned about. Like, these are untouched, beautiful places, and are looking to completely transform these areas into industrialised ports. So it's that kind of concern that is putting our whole World Heritage listing at threat.
Okay, and can you talk me through, I guess, the impact of a coal port on a fragile ecosystem like the reef?
Yeah, so for example, there's two coal ports proposed in the Fitzroy Delta that will probably be coming up to go through their EIS proposal soon. So these two new coal port proposals in the Fitzroy Delta would mean that there'd be dredging of the seafloor. That has a big impact on things like seagrass, which is, you know, a really important habitat and food source for animals like dugongs. It affects the habitat of creatures like the snubfin dolphin. And there's a really endangered turtle that lives around that area as well. Now, there's a lot of concerns from fishermen. In the past, in other ports like at Gladstone, dredging has meant that a whole lot of dredge spill, so that the remains of the stuff they've dragged up from the bottom has been just dumped in other parts of the water, and that has left toxic substances that are possibly really harming the fish and the fishing industries. Then there's also the coal ships that would then be going through the reef itself. So there's a whole lot of concerns about how the Great Barrier Reef would be impacted by coal ports.
The AYCC's Day of Action is taking a creative approach to remind people that the reef needs their help.
So we've got events planned for Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney, Canberra and Hobart, and there's going to be hundreds of young people at each of these events. We're going to do creative stunts in the middle of town that are going to remind us about the Great Barrier Reef. So in Sydney, for example, we're going to be doing a big chalk paint by numbers in the middle of the city to show where all these coal ports would actually be built along the Great Barrier Reef. And we're really hoping that also will collect messages from everybody who attends to be able to send directly to Minister Tony Burke to tell him of all the people who are concerned about this problem.